Welcome to Anatomy Roundtable. I'm Dr. Henry Walker, and today we're diving deep into a topic that's often overlooked but absolutely crucial: fascia and compartments. You might be wondering, what's the big deal about fascia? Well, it's the connective tissue that holds everything together in our bodies. Without it, well, we'd be a bit of a mess, right?
Exactly. Fascia plays such an essential role in our anatomy. It's not just a passive structure. It actively influences how our muscles and organs function. I mean, isn't it amazing how everything connects? We'll explore how this tissue impacts everything from movement to recovery in clinical settings.
Right on. And let's not forget the clinical implications. Understanding fascia can really change how we approach patient care. It's fascinating how a deeper knowledge of these structures can improve surgical outcomes and rehabilitation strategies. So, buckle up, folks. We're in for an enlightening discussion today.
All right, let's get started. We'll break down the structural overview of fascia next. Trust me, you'll want to stick around for this. All right, let's dive into the structural overview of fascia. To start, fascia is a type of connective tissue that envelops muscles, organs, and nerves, providing both support and structure. It's fascinating how it's not just one type. We actually have several types of fascia: superficial, deep, and visceral. Each has its own unique characteristics and roles in the body.
Spot on. Superficial fascia, for example, is located just beneath the skin and contains fat and connective tissue. It helps with insulation and cushioning. Then we have deep fascia, which surrounds muscles and groups them into compartments. It's more fibrous and plays a crucial role in movement and stability. Isn't it amazing how everything connects?
Fair point. And let's not overlook visceral fascia. This type surrounds our organs, providing support and allowing for smooth movement. It's like a protective layer that keeps everything in place while still allowing for function. So, when we talk about fascia, we're really discussing a complex network that's vital for our body's integrity.
In the OR, understanding these distinctions is key. For instance, if you're performing a surgery, knowing the type of fascia you're dealing with can influence your approach. The composition of fascia, primarily collagen and elastin, gives it strength and flexibility, which is crucial for its functions.
Exactly. The collagen fibers in fascia provide tensile strength, while elastin allows for stretch. This combination is what makes fascia so adaptable. Plus, it's richly innervated, meaning it has a significant role in proprioception. That's our body's ability to sense its position in space.
Here's where this all comes together. Understanding the structural nuances of fascia can lead to better diagnosis and treatment strategies. Whether it's for surgical planning or rehabilitation, this knowledge is indispensable.
So, let's talk about the functional roles of fascia. It's not just a pretty wrapper around our muscles and organs. Fascia plays several crucial roles in movement and stability. For instance, it helps transmit forces between muscles, allowing for coordinated movement. Without it, our movements would be, well, let's just say they'd be a lot less graceful.
No kidding. Think about it. Fascia provides a framework that supports our muscles and organs, almost like a scaffolding. It helps maintain structural integrity while allowing for flexibility. Plus, it's involved in proprioception, which is our body's ability to sense its position in space. Isn't it amazing how everything connects?
Fair point. And that proprioceptive function is key for athletes and anyone who engages in physical activity. The fascia communicates with our nervous system, helping us adjust our movements in real time. This is why injuries to fascia can lead to proprioceptive deficits, which can affect balance and coordination.
In the OR, I often see how important fascia is during surgeries. When we manipulate fascia, we're not just moving tissue around, we're influencing how muscles function and how well they heal post-surgery. It's a delicate balance, and understanding fascia can really improve patient outcomes.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the role of fascia in protecting underlying structures. It acts as a barrier against infection and helps compartmentalize different tissues. This is crucial during surgical procedures, where we want to minimize damage to surrounding tissues.
Here's where this all comes together. The multifaceted roles of fascia highlight its importance not just in anatomy, but in clinical practice as well. Understanding these functions can lead to better rehabilitation strategies and improved surgical techniques. It's all interconnected.
All right, let's shift gears and discuss the clinical relevance of fascia, especially in imaging and physical examination. When we assess patients, understanding fascia is key. For instance, imaging techniques like MRI and ultrasound can help us visualize these structures clearly. They provide insights into conditions that might not be apparent through a physical exam alone.
Spot on. MRI is particularly useful because it can differentiate between various types of fascia and surrounding tissues. It helps us identify abnormalities, such as thickening or inflammation of the fascia, which can indicate underlying issues. Isn't it fascinating how technology enhances our understanding of anatomy?
Fair point. And during a physical examination, palpating the fascia can reveal a lot about a patient's condition. For example, tightness or tenderness in certain areas might suggest myofascial pain syndrome. This hands-on approach can guide us toward more targeted interventions.
In the OR, I often rely on these imaging findings. They can change the game when planning a surgical approach. Knowing where the fascia is compromised can help us avoid unnecessary damage and improve recovery time for patients.
Exactly. Plus, understanding key anatomical landmarks related to fascia can aid in both diagnosis and treatment. For instance, recognizing the compartments in the limbs can help us assess for conditions like compartment syndrome, where increased pressure can lead to serious complications.
Here's where this all comes together. The integration of imaging techniques and physical examination is crucial for a comprehensive understanding of fascia. It not only enhances our diagnostic capabilities, but also refines our treatment strategies. This interconnected knowledge is vital for effective patient care.
Next up, let's tackle some common pathological conditions involving fascia. One of the most well-known is fascial compartment syndrome. This occurs when pressure builds up within a muscle compartment, leading to decreased blood flow and potential tissue damage. It's a classic case of too much of a good thing. When the fascia can't stretch any further, it can become a serious issue.
No kidding. Compartment syndrome often arises after trauma or intense exercise. Patients might present with severe pain, swelling, and even numbness. It's crucial to recognize these symptoms early because if left untreated, it can lead to permanent damage. Isn't it amazing how something as seemingly simple as fascia can have such profound effects?
Fair point. Another condition we should discuss is myofascial pain syndrome. This is characterized by trigger points in the fascia that can refer pain to other areas of the body. It's often misunderstood and can be challenging to diagnose. Patients might think they have a muscle strain, but the root cause could be a fascial issue.
In the OR, I've seen how addressing these fascial problems can lead to significant improvements in patient outcomes. For instance, releasing tight fascia can alleviate pain and restore function. It's a reminder that we need to consider fascia in our assessments and treatment plans.
Exactly. Adhesions are another common issue. They can form after surgery or injury, causing the fascia to stick to surrounding tissues. This can lead to pain and restricted movement. Understanding how to manage and treat adhesions is crucial for rehabilitation.
Here's where this all comes together. Recognizing these conditions and their relationship with fascia is vital for effective diagnosis and treatment. It's a great example of how a deeper understanding of basic science can enhance patient care.
So, let's move on to surgical considerations and interventions involving fascia. In the OR, fascia plays a pivotal role in various surgical procedures. For instance, fasciotomy is a common intervention for treating compartment syndrome. It involves cutting open the fascia to relieve pressure and restore blood flow. It's a straightforward procedure but can have significant implications for recovery.
Right on. Fasciotomy can be a lifesaver, but it's not without risks. Postoperative complications can arise, such as infection or delayed healing. That's why understanding the anatomy and function of fascia is crucial for surgeons. It helps in planning the approach and minimizing damage to surrounding structures. Isn't it amazing how much we rely on basic science in the OR?
Fair point. Another important intervention is fascial release techniques. These are often used to treat conditions like myofascial pain syndrome. By releasing tight fascia, we can alleviate pain and improve mobility. It's fascinating how addressing fascia can lead to significant improvements in a patient's quality of life.
In my experience, the outcome of surgeries involving fascia often hinges on the surgeon's ability to respect and preserve these structures. For example, when performing a fasciotomy, we need to be mindful of the surrounding nerves and blood vessels. A well-executed procedure can lead to quicker recovery and better functional outcomes.
Exactly. Plus, post-operative rehabilitation is vital. Understanding how fascia heals and adapts can inform rehabilitation strategies. Ensuring that patients regain their strength and function effectively, it's all interconnected.
Here's where this all comes together. The surgical management of fascia not only requires technical skill, but also a deep understanding of its role in anatomy and function. This knowledge directly impacts patient outcomes and recovery. It's a great reminder of the importance of basic science in clinical practice.
Speaking of recent advances, let's dive into some expert insights regarding fascia. There's been a surge in research focused on the role of fascia in pain management and rehabilitation. For instance, studies are showing that targeted fascial release techniques can significantly reduce chronic pain. It's fascinating how something as simple as manipulating fascia can lead to profound changes in a patient's quality of life.
Spot on. Recent studies have also highlighted the importance of fascia in athletic performance. Athletes are increasingly incorporating fascial stretching and mobilization into their training regimens. This isn't just about flexibility, it's about enhancing overall movement efficiency and preventing injuries. Isn't it amazing how everything connects?
Fair point. Another exciting area of research is the use of imaging techniques to better understand fascial structures. Advanced imaging modalities like 3D ultrasound are allowing us to visualize fascia in real time. This can help us tailor interventions more effectively and monitor changes over time. Here's where this all comes together. It's about integrating technology with clinical practice for better outcomes.
In the OR, I've noticed that surgeons are becoming more aware of the fascial layers they encounter. This awareness can lead to more precise surgical techniques, minimizing trauma to surrounding tissues. It's a great example of how ongoing education and research can directly impact patient care.
Exactly. Plus, there's a growing emphasis on interdisciplinary approaches. Collaboration between physical therapists, surgeons, and pain management specialists can lead to comprehensive care plans that address fascia-related issues from multiple angles.
Here's where this all comes together. The advances in fascia research not only deepen our understanding, but also enhance our clinical practices. It's a reminder that staying updated with the latest findings is essential for all healthcare professionals.
All right, as we wrap up today's episode, let's summarize some key takeaways about fascia. First off, we've learned that fascia is more than just connective tissue. It's essential for movement, stability, and protection of our internal structures. Understanding its various types, superficial, deep, and visceral, helps us appreciate its roles in both health and disease.
Spot on! We also discussed how fascia contributes to proprioception and intermuscular coordination, which are crucial for maintaining balance and preventing injuries. Plus, recognizing the clinical relevance of fascia through imaging and physical exams can lead to better diagnostic and treatment strategies. Isn't it amazing how everything connects?
Fair point. We touched on several pathological conditions like fascial compartment syndrome and myofascial pain syndrome. These conditions highlight the importance of assessing fascia in clinical practice. Surgical interventions such as fasciotomy and fascial release can significantly impact recovery and patient outcomes, reinforcing the need for a solid understanding of fascia.
In the OR, being aware of fascia's role can guide surgical techniques and improve patient care. The advances in research and imaging are making it easier for us to visualize and understand fascia, which is a game changer for treatment approaches.
Exactly. As we move forward, interdisciplinary collaboration will be key in addressing fascial issues comprehensively. By integrating insights from various fields, we can enhance rehabilitation strategies and overall patient care.
Here's where this all comes together. The more we understand fascia, the better equipped we are to improve patient outcomes. Thanks for joining us today, and we hope you'll engage with us on social media. Don't forget to tune in for our next episode.